وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. The issue of human rights is one of the most fundamental human issue, and there is no argument about that. And at the same time, it is one of the most sensitive and controversial as well. Because when we look at human rights, we always seem to see it from our perspective. Now, I as a human being and you as a human being want to enjoy all your basic human rights. But sometimes when it comes to other people, we seem to say, well, they don't deserve it. Oh, they don't deserve to live. They don't deserve to have this. They don't deserve to have that. And becomes very sensitive and controversial. Should all human beings enjoy it? Or is it limited to a specific group of people? Now, during recent decades, this problem, the problem or the issue of human rights, it was more of a political issue rather than ethical or legal. So as we see now, starting from the last two decades or maybe a little bit more, but, you know, to be specific, even to the last decade, when the whole world started this industrial revolution and the world became kind of one village from, you know, the inventions of radios and TVs and what have you. So people started to become closer. So it was, this issue was turned into a political issue rather than an ethical or, legal issue. Although the influence of politics or political motives are considerations of how we made this issue and this topic more complicated and very hard to at least apply rather than grasp. So in the Western thought, the issue of human rights was raised by thinkers of the at least post-Renaissance period. It is only since the last 200 years or so that it became an issue of prominence among the political and social issue of the Western society. So it is a new concept, a fairly new-born concept to the Westerners or to the Western world when philosophers and thinkers started to, you know, dive in more into this issue. But when we examine the causes of many social changes and political upheavals, we find that the marks of its presence and its principal ideals. So during the last decades, this emphasis reached its climax in the West. And then we have especially with the formation of the United Nations after the Second World War, and subsequently drafting what we call the Charter or the Declaration of Human Rights Charter, where they laid the laws and rules and the morals to how human beings should treat one another or what rights they should enjoy. So it wasn't very long when this charter was announced and the United Nations were trying to force the countries under their wing to apply it. So within the last two decades, this concept was brought forward. How was it in Islam, though? Is it also the same? Is it recent or is it old? And how does Islam look at this issue? Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So just before the break, we were saying that the Western world itself, the concept of human rights, was introduced to it within the last two decades. So it's fairly a new concept of idea. And they're still in the work, they're still working on it, trying to perfect it. But apparently it's not happening. They're not doing it very well because it is politically motivated rather than ethically motivated. As Muslims, though, we Muslims, of course, know it very well that if the West world and the Western civilization had paid attention to this matter in the recent centuries, Islam has dealt with it from various aspects many centuries back. I mean, if the West just opened their eyes to the concept of human rights, we as Muslims, this concept of human rights started centuries back. It started with Islam itself. When Islam came, it came with every aspect of a human rights that people might indulge with. The idea of human rights as a fundamental a principle can be seen to underline throughout Islamic teachings. And this does not need any elaboration for any Muslim audience. As Muslims, our practice, our daily practice with one another and with our fellow human beings revolves around the issue of human rights. So I have been taught Islamically by the Quran and by the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and the household that I need to respect my fellow human beings. I need to treat them fairly and I need to treat them with respect. And even if we take the classical hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, that he says, love for others that which you love for yourself, is basically the foundation of human rights. As much as I like to enjoy free will, life, education, safety, security, and the list goes on. As much as I like to enjoy them, then I should love it for someone else to enjoy. So I can't say, well, no, I'm the elite, I'm superior to other beings, so I should enjoy these rights and I don't care about other people, or other people should not get it. That is not an Islamic ideal. So all Muslims, from the beginning, they had their own charter of human rights embedded in their teachings, in their life, in their work, and everything they do. Rather, if we look at it from a Western perspective, it's a very new concept. To this day, we are still seeing people suffer, even within the civilization or countries, that they claim to be, you know, human rights champions. Look at the States, United States, for example. You will see until today, people of color, they're having issue in the country. People of different ethnicities, they're still having issues. People with certain faiths, they're still having issues. Are they being prosecuted? They've been suffering. There's a lot of restrictions on them. And we created phobias for them, like, for example, Islamophobia, and so on and so forth. So you can begin to say that there is no human rights being applied when the people. It might be written on a charter somewhere, but on the ground, it does not exist in the Western civilization. Where Muslims, it is their daily practice. And that's what makes Islam more superior to any system that man has made. We'll leave it here, inshallah, and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله